Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The method of Hizb al-Tahrir is clear and free from lies and fabrication. Some media outlets of malicious intentions in their news related to the armed attack which was carried out by three persons in front of the consulate of the usurping Jewish entity in Istanbul on Tuesday, 7 April, carried out inserting the name of Hizb al-Tahrir deliberately with the aim of distortion and fabrication, with shallow and false information. Indeed, all these news which seek to link the perpetrators of the attack with Hizb al-Tahrir have no basis of truth, as Hizb al-Tahrir has no relation whatsoever with this attack and no connection with its perpetrators. Indeed, Hizb al-Tahrir, since its establishment in Palestine in the year 1953, is a party that does not undertake except intellectual and political work only, and indeed the absence of armed work in the method of work of Hizb al-Tahrir, which is active today in more than 50 countries, is a matter known by everyone, its admirers and its haters, its supporters and its opponents, the friends and the enemy alike. The method of Hizb al-Tahrir in working to resume the Islamic way of life by establishing the Khilafah, Caliphate, is the method of intellectual struggle and political struggle. And this method has not changed since 73 and will not change. Based on that, the campaigns of fabrication and distortion, which target Hizb al-Tahrir, will fail and be in vain, just as their likes have failed before. For Hizb al-Tahrir is a pure Hizb committed to Islam and its rulings, and none of the attempts of distortion have attached, nor will attach to it. Indeed, the thought of Hizb al-Tahrir and its aim and its method and its field of work, all are matters clear. Also, its political discourse and the solutions which it presents and the language which it uses are known to everyone. It does not have anything that is hidden, ambiguous, or obscure. Therefore, it should not be paid any attention at all to these false news lacking truth, nor to these fabrications and distortions known in purpose. Hizb al-Tahrir undertakes through the correct Islamic culture, which it adopts, to educate the sons of the Ummah without discrimination, and it works by that to achieve the intellectual revival among them, and by this culture it touches the life of the young generations, which the secular capitalist system has corrupted and distanced from the straight path, and it gives their life meaning and shows them the lofty goals and the high ideals which must be reached, and protects them from falling into the wrong paths and the deviant ideas foreign to Islam. But in the current educational system, our youth and our future are driven towards a deep abyss due to the secular culture and the painful events which occurred in the educational institutions in Sanil Urfa and Kahramanmaras, and the cycle of violence which the streets and means of transport witness daily are nothing but a clear proof of this reality. For this reason, indeed, the only opportunity for salvation from this corruption and societal collapse which we live is the Islamic culture and the system of Islam. And with this Islamic culture, Hizb al-Tahrir works for the implementation of the system of Islam in life, and it has derived its method of work and its methodology from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This method does not include force or violence, nor chaos or terrorism, and there are also no democratic methods in it. Therefore, mentioning the name of Hizb al-Tahrir with violence and terrorism is a futile effort, for our identity is clear, and our face is bright, and our present and our past are pure, because our source is the revelation, and our support is our Lord, glorified and exalted. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Turkey.